Hello and welcome to the Black and Blue Bloodline. My name is Duke, and joining me today, as always, is my co-host, Fat Man Trey. How you doing, Trey?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. And joining us is Auntie Mama. How you doing, Auntie Mama?
I'm doing great.
Okay, we'll get started with our players of the week. I'm going to start. My player was Raheem Mostert. 17 carries, 115 yards, two rushing touchdowns, and then three receptions, 17 yards, and a receiving touchdown. So overall, great game for him.
Okay.
I just forgot my dude's name.
I got two. Even though I picked the Cowboys to lose them, Marquise Bell, number 14, he's a dog. I like him. He disrupted a lot of plays on defense. My main person is Michael Penix Jr. from Washington.
Oh yeah,
he cut up. He beat Oregon. Even though I like Oregon, but they beat him. They beat. It was a good game though, and he can throw it like he can throw that thing on a string.
I was trying to figure out where I knew that. I watched the game too. I was trying to figure out where I knew the name from. Yeah.
He could put that thing on a dime. You know. And oh, I'm gonna also say this. I'll talk about that when we get to that game.
I can't remember my dude's name.
Who did he play for?
He played for the Browns.
Browns. You remember what position?
He was a receiver.
Amari Cooper.
Was it Cooper? Amari Cooper
that made the best game.
Yeah, Amari Cooper.
Number two?
I thought he was 0-2. Oh, was number two. Same thing. Yeah. Amari Cooper, man. I was like, oh my God. I said, he acting stupid. Yeah.
The crazy thing is, last week I was supposed to give DJ Moore my player of the week. But you know what? He came right back and showed me exactly what he is this week.
That who DJ Moore is. DJ Moore is inconsistent.
I did not pick nobody up on fantasy on the free agent market because I knew he was going to do good this week. And they couldn't do nothing. You let the Vikings beat y'all like that.
Well, we are talking about the Bears.
I got more. I think the Bears is better.
Their defense is better. I don't know what happened to them.
Yeah, they are better than what I expect from the Vikings. I think the Bears have more of what they did in the last 2 weeks. I think it's more of that than it is of what is actually going on there right now. When they get it all together, I think it's going to be. Cause they got the weapons.
Okay.
We don't see. I don't think the Bears are any good. I don't know. the Bears. We just don't agree with that one.
I think they got.
I was really torn in who to pick between them two.
I chose the Vikings because they got a better offense.
I was really torn because
Justin
Jefferson
was out, so I
still wasn't worried about that.
I was. That's the only reason I went with the Bears because Justin Jefferson was out. Otherwise, I would have took Justin Jefferson over the Bears.
It was enemy and mighty mo with them two with me.
I don't know which game was. Well, yeah, I do know which game was more shocking. Eagles Jets.
It was time for them to lose. Just like it was time for the 49ers to lose. It was just time.
With this game, I don't know whether it's the Jets are just better than what we thought without Aaron Rodgers, or the Eagles aren't as good as they were last year.
No, that's just their first game they done lost.
But they also haven't been looking great all season. Even though they were undefeated, they still weren't looking great.
They're looking good, man.
A win is a win.
You can hold up. The Steelers went 11-0. You remember that season? And then they get to the playoffs and they didn't win? They didn't win a single playoff game?
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't lose one. Just because they won
11 games that year, that didn't mean that they were a great team. That didn't mean they were the best team that year.
I mean,
so that I'm just saying that the Eagles, even though they have, what, they won five in a row, they just didn't look great while doing it.
And how many interceptions Jalen Hurts threw?
Three.
He did three, yeah.
I think he's also been a problem because he definitely hasn't been as good as he was last year.
I mean, you know, I love Jalen Hurts. So I can't say, I can't say that he is not what he was last year. But at the same time, he's still playing better than most.
So. I'm not saying a bad quarterback. He's just, right now, Jalen Hurts does not look as good as we expected him to be.
Yeah. Even that golf game. And that was
his name just one game.
I appreciate him because I damn sure didn't vote for him.
I didn't pick him. Three interception game for him, but this ain't just one game with him. Like,
this is the first time he had three interceptions. This is the second time.
I'm not talking about just three interceptions altogether. I'm just talking about all season, like, he hasn't been playing great. These past 2 weeks, honestly, have been his best 2 weeks. But every game before that is just average, really, for him. He played great in the Washington game. But those first 3 weeks weren't great. I think Jalen Hurts right now, he is not playing very well. And I don't think... At one point, I had the Eagles as Super Bowl contenders. I no longer have them as Super Bowl contenders. I definitely have them.
Man, Luke will switch up on you in a minute, honey. You better get your shit together.
I've always had this opinion about the Eagles. Now, about them being Super Bowl contenders, yes, at one point I was saying that. But after looking at what they've been throughout this whole season and seeing that they don't look as dominant as they did last year, I think that's pretty fair.
You gotta look at
more than just the record.
I get what you're saying. I just think I agree with you that they're not as good as they were last year. They did replace two coordinators, the offensive and the defensive coordinator, both got a job. So I understand. I mean, I do believe they're not as good as they was. But like I said, I still have them. Right up there in the contender, still in the contender bucket.
I'd have to put them third place.
And my thing with the Panthers, they should have kept Steve Wilks.
Oh, we'll get to that.
But a contender ain't just two teams. It's more than just two teams.
But I'm just saying, like, if I got to rank the contenders, the Eagles come in third out of the top three that I got, so... Because I got the 49ers and the Lions in front of both of them.
I mean, I can agree with the 49ers. Well, the way that the 49ers played this week, which the 49ers can't even, they can't stay healthy. So,
that's why I still got them as my top contender. They stay healthy, they're fine. And then the Lions, they look like a more complete team. They're playing, they've played well through every single game they've played so far. You haven't looked at the Lions and thought at a single point in the season so far and thought, oh, this team ain't playing that well. They pretty much lucked up on some of these wins, which they haven't. They've just been dominant. The Eagles, some of their wins, I'm like, they probably should have lost that game. Like, they got lucky that they're playing the team that they played. Like that Patriots game, I feel like that's a game they should have lost, but they got lucky because the Patriots just that much worse, especially on offense. And that was one of their better offensive performances. So.
I got you. I don't know.
If they was healthy enough, they beat the hell out of us.
Well, they ain't played y'all yet.
Who?
The Eagles.
No, I'm talking about the 49ers.
Oh, yes. They weren't healthy in that game. They weren't healthy on Sunday, though.
Yeah.
They ain't been healthy the last... They ain't been... Debo been out the last 3 weeks.
He's been playing. He's been they say questionable he's been leading up to the game, but he's been playing.
They say he's been playing less snaps because he's been nursing a shoulder injury.
But this week they actually took him out of the game.
Yeah.
And their backup quarterback got hurt, right?
Brock Purdy played the whole time.
They had him on the run. That Browns defense is vicious. They had Brock. Every highlight I seen of Brock was him on the run. God, they in the backfield again. And the 49ers, Terrence Williams went out. Trent Williams went out.
Oh, well. One of the best offensive linemen in the league. Yeah.
So, I think he is the best offensive player in the league.
Maybe. But the 49ers got an excuse. I don't know about the Eagles.
They ain't got the same personnel. They don't have the same coordinators.
I know that, but they're still both two very well managed teams.
And they traded somebody.
But one of them is playing much better than we expected, while the other one is not playing much better than we expected. They're actually playing worse than we expected.
I mean, I wouldn't say that, because, like I said, they're still winning. It's not like...
But you got to look at more than just the record. You can win the game, and I'll give you credit for that, but how you win the game, like, I can't put you as a top team just because you're undefeated. I also have to look at how you win the game. If you don't look very dominant while winning the game and you pretty much got lucky with winning some of these games, then I'm not going to say, oh, this is a dominant team, even though they're undefeated. Like, think about 2015 with the Panthers. Before they played the Seahawks, everybody was like, oh, the Panthers are the worst undefeated team in the league because they didn't like who we were playing. And then we played a good team and we started dominating. And everybody's like, oh, you actually have to respect the Panthers because they are a good team. And that's my thing with the Eagles. Like, they just don't look very dominant. They look good, but not dominant.
Man. I don't know. I'm confused.
He's saying basically the strength of the team is not at what we expected. If they win in games and they not always at full capacity. I'm saying at full, like, they're still learning. They're still learning from the new people.
We six weeks in.
Did the Palace just not turn over play calling to somebody else? Because you still have to get into the rhythm of the season.
You're 6 weeks in. You should have a rhythm by now.
It's 18 weeks.
The Panthers have to switch up now because they realize what they're doing wasn't working.
But I'm saying it's 18 weeks in. It's 18 weeks in a game,
That's
in
not
a season.
An excuse. That is not an excuse. I am not giving that excuse for the Eagles.
I'm telling you that you said that the 49ers get a pass because they have injuries.
Yeah. But they're
the Eagles better. also have new coordinators.
Okay, but 6 weeks in, you should know what you're doing. Actually, more than 6 weeks, because you had like 3 weeks of preseason plus the whole offseason. You should know what type of offense and defense you want to run by now. You should know how to play well together. At this point, this is when you're supposed to be at your best.
God, man, I'm getting nobody. No, you
can't. You got to realize that this is the NFL.
You're six weeks in.
In an 18-week season.
So when do we stop giving them so much leeway then?
When they get midway to the season, midway.
2 weeks away.
But you acting like they're losing.
That's not what I'm saying. See, you're acting like I'm saying that the Eagles are a bad team. I just said they don't look like a dominant team. They're winning, but they don't look dominant. So I'm not putting them up there with the best of the best. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't matter what the record is. Like I said with the Steelers, they went 11-0, but nobody was recognizing them as a great team because they were still not beating very good teams, and they didn't look dominant at the same time. The Vikings is another example. for the past 5 years, they have been one of the best teams in the league because they kept winning games. But then once you get to the playoffs, like, they can't win anything. They're winning, but they're not dominant. That was been always been the thing with the Vikings, too. That's all I'm saying about the Eagles. I'm not saying that they're a bad team. I'm just saying that they're not a very dominant team. They can win games. We know they can win games. They're just not dominant when they do it. So I don't have faith in them to, when they get to the playoffs, to beat the very best teams.
Well, shit, ain't going to be no very best teams according to you but the 49ers.
I said the Lions.
Oh, and the Lions. Oh, okay.
I mean, I get where you're coming from. I just see it as every win is not created equal. So you can't say it's like I say every week, it's any given Sunday. So I can't say that, you know, yeah, they don't look like they was dominant, like how they dominated last year, but it's still more. I get what you're saying. That it's still a good team.
There's more season to play, but I can only predict what the rest of their season is going to look like based off of what I have seen recently. And what I have seen recently is not a dominant football team. I'm not saying they're not going to win games. I'm just saying that they're not dominant. And then I look at their upcoming schedule. They got the Dolphins, Commanders, Cowboys, Chiefs, Bills, 49ers, Cowboys. How many of those games you think they're gonna win?
You said
the Eagles.
Yeah, they got the Dolphins, Commanders, Cowboys, Chiefs, Bills, 49ers, Cowboys.
They got a hard schedule.
And I do think they're gonna beat Dallas once, but this, like, you gotta play Dallas what? In week 9 and then in week 14. Like, and Dallas is not an easy team to beat.
I don't like the Eagles, so I don't give a damn if they winning this year, next year, or 15 years ago. That's my rival. The Eagles is one of my rivals along, you know, the 49ers and Steelers. And there's one more, the Redskins. Yeah, but Jalen Hurts, I don't take nothing from him. I feel like he's a good quarterback, though.
I agree.
His game from him.
Unless he plays like he did his rookie year, I will not say he's a bad quarterback.
Jalen Hurts is full of shit.
Are you talking about I change up? What was that? Alright. What's next? There wasn't that many interesting games this week.
Let's jump right to the bullshit.
To be honest, though, I'm going to be more positive on the Panthers. And I'm kind of surprised at myself for it. But I don't know who was the play caller this past week. I kind of have a feeling that's the reason why Thomas Brown has been officially announced as a play caller now, because maybe he was the one calling the plays. Now, I did have a couple issues with some of the play calls on Sunday. But one thing that I will say is those first two drives, the Panthers offense actually looked like an NFL offense. I don't know why that happened. I don't know what the reason was, but it actually looked like an NFL offense. And if Thomas Brown is the one that was calling those plays at that point, that gives me hope that maybe later in the season or these upcoming games, maybe this offense will look better than what they have been looking. I mean, but it was just those first two drives, though. But even though they didn't score again, they were still moving the ball pretty well. I think it was only two more drives after that I can remember where they went three and out.
So they should have kept Steve Wilkes.
I agree.
Bottom line.
Defense is still terrible, though.
It's just damn 3-4. It just looks bad.
I don't think it's just that. It's a lot of things.
They don't know who they want to put at personnel.
Jermaine Chen is not playing.
He last week he played 18 snaps. And we had injury at back. We had injury in the secondary, and you only let him play 18 snaps.
We only had one start. Well, yeah, I think we only had one starter for our secondary playing this week, and that was Dante Jackson. So
I think the rest of them, I think they quit for this week. They said, "Shit, I don't want to run out to Tyreek down in that sun."
Well, the game would have been better because I mean, for the first quarter we had him in the first quarter, but then, I mean, the defense let him score 4 straight unanswered touchdowns. The offense couldn't score anymore after that. And our only other score
it's came like, at
the end of the game from a pick 6.
It's like the Panthers act like kids, man. When they somebody get on top of them, they start losing. It's like they just give up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like.
And you know who that's because Frank Wright.
It always goes back to coaching.
They should have kept Steve Wilkes. And look at the 49ers.
He looked like, did you?
Look at the 49ers.
He's a play caller, too. He's their defensive
coordinator. Look at the 49ers.
He's going to be getting another head coaching job. Hopefully, it lasts longer than a year.
Yeah. D'Amico Ryans, he making things look good for the black coaches. So. Yeah. Because nobody was expecting the Texans to look like this.
No.
I go for them every time.
And they beat the Saints. So. You know something crazy that I just saw? I'm not sure if I saw it yesterday or today, but out of all the 4 teams in the NFC South, the Panthers scored the most points.
Yeah, we scored the most points, but got it. Oh, we 0-6.
Yeah, only team without a win, but somehow our offense has scored the most points out of every single team in the NFC South.
That lets you know our defense can't stop a fly.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll get it together. They got a bye week. Maybe they can put something together.
And we play the Texans next.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's an easy... It's supposed to be an easy game.
No, we're not going to say that because CJ Stroud ain't threw a pick. No, he only threw one pick.
CJ Stroud ain't the Texans.
But I'm saying, you only go as far as your quarterback goes.
Look, you can lose a game with your quarterback still not throwing an interception. We've seen it before.
Yeah.
So, that ain't got nothing to do with
nothing. But he's a playmaker, though. He's a playmaker. And our defense ain't been showing up.
They could this week or next week. You don't know.
Shit.
That's how you defend your team. That's how you defend your team.
I've been drinking the Kool-Aid. Look, and goddamn, it's bitter now. It's bitter.
Look, I'm not drinking Kool-Aid. I'm just saying that the Texans are an easier team than the Dolphins. So I got a little bit more faith that they're not going to lose to the Texans than I had that they were going to that they're not going to lose to the Dolphins.
That.
So that's all I'm saying. I'm still not choosing them to win. I don't trust them. So
yeah, I'll be honest with you. We're gonna be sitting there looking in April, looking at the Bears use our first round pick. They're picking the top 5.
Well, if they're smart, they can get all of them. Not the first round pick, but if they're smart, they'll trade away some players and get us some second, third, or fourth round picks. That's really what I'm worried about. Because that first round pick, like, it could be great, but, like, I don't think we've ever hit on any pick after the first round. Or at least we haven't hit on many picks after the first round.
That was Marty Herney. This is new regime. He ain't hit on that either.
Except Derrick Brown. Like, so.
Whoa. Stop hating. Okay.
Stop hating.
Okay.
That was actually a Matt Rule picking. that was Marty Herney, actually.
I bet. You know how I feel about Derrick.
I don't feel like y'all got bad players.
I do.
I just feel like y'all got, it's the coaching.
It's both.
It's the coaching.
Top to bottom.
That first quarter showed that y'all don't have bad players.
I think the
Dolphins came in there and was like, I mean, when we came in there, they was like, we can fuck them up.
Yeah.
We can fuck them up in a minute.
Because the Dolphins defense looked so much better after that second drive.
Yeah. let them put some points on the board.
Only player they couldn't cover was Adam Thielen.
And that's I was even out there looking like he's 19 years old, striding through the middle. Everybody else just sitting around. I'm open.
First of all, DJ Chark is trash.
Oh, man. Terrible.
Jonathan Mingo. It's hard to say Jonathan Mingo is trash because, like, at times I'll see him open, Bryce will throw it to him and miss, but then there's other times where he won't get open. So it's like, maybe it's a development issue with him.
Yeah, with him, with Jonathan Mingo, I think it with him is, when you got trash on the field with you, you just keep cluttering up. You up with the trash, keep getting cluttered with the trash.
His leader is DJ Chark, so
yeah. I'm tired of Terrence Marshall.
I'm over him.
I don't know. You came in and wore 88, and then you've been looking like
Terrence
shit.
Terrence Marshall won't do anything. Like, he's had what, 3 chances now?
That's Steve Smith number.
Nah,
89.
Yeah, 88
is Greg Olsen.
Oh,
yeah, you can't come in and wear Greg number and then be looking like that. You're supposed to come in and make an impact.
I'm glad we started talking about tight ends, too, because that play call, I don't know who called that call. It was a 4th and 2. I just don't. And for some reason, they had Hayden Hurst run a route to the end zone. And Bryce threw it there trying to score. But I'm like, it's 4th and 2. You're moving the ball pretty easy on this drive. 4th and 2. I mean,
run it.
Don't run it.
Throw the ball short.
Good in a run game.
Throw the ball 3 yards.
It's not even that. It's just a simple route that is so easy that guarantees your receiver is going to get the ball. All that matters is if he's in the right spot to get the first down. I mean, you got Hayden Hurst. He's a big dude. Run a crossing route. Crossing routes are one of the hardest routes to cover. Run a crossing route and just throw it to him.
The play you talking about when he threw it deep, he overthrew him.
He overthrew him because Hayden Hurst was open on that play, yeah. But the play call was still stupid.
It was still stupid. But also, I was about to say, that's why I say with quarterbacks is you only go as good as your quarterback, because in that moment, Bryce Young is supposed to be a savant. Jonathan Mingo was coming clearly 5 yards deep, and wide open, just standing there.
I didn't even see him on. Oh, I wasn't paying attention to him, because I was just mad that they didn't call the right play. Like, it was such an first, why would you go for a touchdown on 4th and 2?
4th and 2.
Your priority is get the first down.
Especially if you ran the ball on 3rd down.
And stop doing that. Oh my gosh, stop doing that.
That burns me up, man. It's 3rd down.
All the time somebody do that is if you know they done spread it all the way out and they feel like you about to pass the ball. And you're like, I'm going for it on 4
regardless. They know you can't pass the ball. So they're gonna sell out against the run even anyway.
Yeah.
And you can only pass it to one guy.
Chuba, yeah, you scored.
I'm mad at him.
Yeah, you scored. But that game was still trash. I'm tired of you going down like a leaf.
No. I'm mad at him, but not for the same reasons. I'm mad at him because he's actually beating the allegations. He's better than Miles Sanders. And regardless of what you say, he had a good game. And I'm kind of upset about it. Because now I have to not... Well, I ain't going to say I have to like him now, but he's playing good... Well, he's playing so much better than Miles Sanders, getting to the point where I might have to like him. And it's annoying.
Yeah, I'm pretty much over Miles Sanders right now.
Yeah, Miles Sanders is trash.
Did I say last week? Hold on to the ball when you're going to the ground. And I'd be dogged if you didn't get a fumble. And then this week, you don't even play. They try to say, oh, it was an injury. No, they were just tired of you dropping that damn ball.
All right. It's easy to look good when you're playing with the Eagles offense. They can spread the ball around to anyone. So ain't nobody focusing on you at the Eagles offense. You're supposed to be the best running back on the Panthers team. They focusing in on you. And you still can't do nothing. Nothing. And then, Miles Sanders is trash.
And did you see, let's go back to the draft picks real quick. We spent 11 draft picks to get Bryce.
11.
Yeah. with all the picks we done swapped and traded to get Bryce. We done traded 11 picks.
That's a lot of picks from one player.
And then some we ain't even used. They don't come until 2024 2025.
I do remember. Yeah, I remember. That's annoying.
That's a whole nother draft. It's only 7 rounds in the draft.
Well.
Yeah, I think we can all conclude overall the Carolina Panthers is just a bad organization. They're a bad football team.
They have been since that man
lost. And, yeah, so.
What we now? 17-42 now? Since he took over,
I don't know
the record. At this point, I'm on the same boat with the New York Knicks on how they don't want him out of there. I want him out of here now. Like we ain't meant to be like this now.
Ain't nobody want to buy him now because he done made him so terrible.
I don't know. Somebody gonna buy him.
Yeah, for the Lolo.
Not right now though.
He's a good businessman. He knows how to.
I mean, he ain't got no more projects to sell to. Like, he ain't up the asset, so he only could probably get about what he got for, what he paid for.
But he'll still get something for it, though.
Yeah.
And well, somebody's going to buy it, because there are plenty of people that want to buy an NFL team, but he's not going to sell anytime soon. We're stuck with him.
Yeah.
So
he might sell at the NFL and keep the soccer.
He not like that. He wanna keep it.
Alright, we're gonna go ahead and get to the predictions. On Thursday, the Jaguars played the New Orleans Saints. I got the Jaguars.
I'm gonna take the Jags too.
Yeah, by taking the Jaguars, huh?
Alright, no more international games, unfortunately. I'm gonna miss having football at 9:30 AM.
Well, no more international.
After the war.
Oh, I guess. I mean,
No, that's not all. Because they still played one last week. Or on Sunday. Look,
yeah.
So that was just the last one. They usually play some in Germany, but I guess they're not having any this year.
Yeah, because every NFL team is supposed to have an overseas game this year. Mm-hmm. What? Well, why they said in the draft, they had Johnny Hecker pronounced from Germany because the Panthers is part of Germany, as part of the Germany's. I guess it's just they were just promoting.
Yeah, I think so. But actually, that is not the last international game. Week 10, the Patriots and Colts are going to play in Frankfurt.
Virginia?
Germany.
I know it.
I think that's the last one because I ain't seen no more.
9 o'clock football gone.
Yeah. All right. Browns Colts. Browns.
Yeah, give me Browns.
Your boy Anthony Richardson traded once again.
He hurt.
Out for the season.
Yeah.
I told you can't predict injuries. Now you know the Colts ain't gonna.
Okay.
I mean, I thought you had faith in Gardner Minshew.
I love Gardner Minshew. But he ain't going to beat the Browns.
See what the 49ers just went up against.
Yeah, the 49ers got injured. They would have won that game. And what happened to Ruby Gold?
I don't know.
Everybody, hold up. You chose the Colts. You chose the Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buffalo and Patriots. Buffalo. Was this be their second time playing already?
Did they play already?
It's too early.
Oh no, this is their first time. I thought they played already. Raiders and Bears.
I'm going with the Bears.
I'm going to take the Raiders.
Wait a minute.
The Bears are still trash, but so are the Raiders.
Yeah.
But the Raiders are on a 2-game winning streak.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Yeah. Go with the Raiders. I'm going with the Raiders because, you know, I don't know about them Bears. They tripped me out.
right. Commanders and Giants. Commanders.
Yeah, give me the Commanders.
The Redskins. But we were still top shit to them in the locker room.
All right. Falcons and Buccaneers. Buccaneers.
You said Buccaneers?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know if Baker Mayfield's going to be playing or not. But I am, if he's not, I am interested in, to see what Kyle Trask has.
I'm going to take them Dirty Birds.
Go ahead and take them Dirty Birds.
Yeah, Desmond Ritter is trash.
No, he ain't. He had 300 yards. The week before
one
last.
Game don't make you a good player.
It don't. We all seen Tim Tebow beat the Steelers in the playoffs.
Lions and Ravens. I think that's going to be the best game of the week.
I think that'll be
the best game of the week. I got the Lions, too. I don't think the Ravens offense are that good. And the Lions, they're the more complete team.
You taking the Lions, too?
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the Ravens.
They should flex that to the. I mean, I know it's the Eagles and Dolphins, but I think they should flex that to the
night game.
Yeah, or at least flex it to a 4:25 game.
Oh, it's a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah,
that's an ugly game to be a 1 o'clock. All
right, Cardinals Seahawks.
Give me either Seahawks.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I'm kind of on the fence with this.
Yeah,
this is the enemy in my most. So let me think in my head.
I think the Cardinals are still a bad team.
But they've been playing pretty damn hard.
Yeah, competitive but bad. So, I'm still going to go Seahawks.
I guess it got to be the Seahawks.
Because
I don't like the
Cardinals. Oh, and DK Metcalf, don't be getting mad because you ain't getting thrown the ball. Get open. Then maybe they'll throw the ball to you.
Okay.
We all chose the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Okay. Steelers, Rams.
I'm going with the Rams.
I'm going to go Steelers.
I'm going with the Rams. I'm going to do the Rams this time. That's a hard pick. I need to pick both of them. Because I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to go with the Rams. I went to go right the Rams, but...
I'm on the fence with
them. I'm definitely on the fence.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Rams. I'm going to go ahead and stick with the Rams. Right. I don't know. The Steelers coming off a bye.
They are. Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. Give me the Steel City.
All right. Packers, Broncos.
I'm going with the Broncos.
Broncos are trash.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I gotta go with the Packers.
Yeah, I'm going Pack.
That game against, they really made me mad against Kansas City. Because they could have won that game.
Yep.
I mean, Kansas City was not playing well. The Broncos really made me mad that day. And I can't even be mad at Russ for that game. The Broncos, they're just so annoying. Like, and honestly, Russ was trying his best. Like, Broncos suck.
That defense is like wet toilet paper.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's terrible. Yeah.
That's messed up, man.
Hey. All right. Chargers, Chiefs.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Chiefs.
Even though the Chargers do have the worst defense, I ain't gonna say the worst defense, they don't have a great defense.
You going who? You going Chargers?
Hold up.
You say you going Chiefs?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna have to go Chiefs on this one. I was gonna go Chargers. I'm gonna have to go with the Chiefs. Because.
See, by you switching to the Chiefs, it makes me want to go to the Chargers. Because. Their defense didn't look bad versus Dallas.
It didn't, but I feel like Kansas City's defense is better.
And then they just lost their corner. He got traded back to the Patriots.
JC and then their head coach is still there. And that guy, he is a piece of work.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my Chiefs. I'm going to stick with the Chiefs.
Yeah. The Chiefs are also more consistent than the Chargers, so I'm gonna have to stick.
Yeah, you know, you can't bet against Big Red and Surge, and they got a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Last game for Sunday: Dolphins Eagles. I got Dolphins.
I'm going with the Dolphins too. Don't keep flying, Trey. You've been flying all
day. Hey, I've been flying.
Keep flying. I'm taking a dive.
You taking the Dolphins?
I'm definitely going with the Dolphins.
I've been flying high with the Eagles.
It's gonna be a great game.
It is. It's gonna be a lot. I'm going ahead and keep flying with them Eagles. Mm-hmm. You know.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
It's fly like an eagle.
They can't. You know, nobody can stop that tush push. Okay. So.
They can't run it every play now.
They stopped him Sunday.
No, he scored. They came back and reviewed it and said he got in. So nobody ain't stopped it yet.
You know the rest.
And that was like 3 yards away.
But you know the rest. They lost. You know the rest got favorites. They did. You know the rest got favorites.
Sure, we had the game just started and we had 5 penalties. They ain't even got through.
Yeah, it was a lot of penalties.
Yes. They ain't got through the first 2 minutes, man.
I told y'all the Cowboys on this one.
Yeah, because we wow. All
right, last game of the week, 49ers-Vikings. 49ers should win that easily.
Yeah.
Although I feel like maybe it's worth noting that it's in Minnesota, but I still think 49ers should win that easily.
You know, I love the home team when it's an underdog, but I just don't see, unless...
And it's prime time.
Yeah. You know, Kurt ain't good in prime time.
Yeah,
Cousins. Yeah, Cousins ain't good.
Ain't good altogether, but still.
Yeah, what the Vikings is 1-4, 1-5,
2-5, are 2-4.
Yeah,
2-4. Let me go with them nasty motherfuckers. The 49ers.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Vikings. I'm like, what? You cannot be serious right now. So we all going 49ers?
Yeah, we all going Niners.
Yeah. Bye week teams, Panthers, Bengals, Cowboys, Texans, Jets, Titans. Ooh. That sucks. Mm-hmm. The Texans got a bye week the same week we do.
So they both come back refreshed.
I thought we was going to have an advantage, man. Come on. Uh-huh. You just can't get nothing.
All right. Yeah, I'm time drinking that Kool-Aid. I gave the Panthers all I could. I think I want to change mine to the Steelers too.
What?
It's too late now. It's already in the book. Unless I go back and change my predictions.
I'm good with the Rams though. Cause, you know, they're going to go run for their money. That's what I'm iffy at. I'm on the fence about that.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. At this point, it's bad to say. 6 weeks in, I know I was saying this is early in football, but I'm ready for the NBA.
It starts
Thursday.
Next
Wednesday?
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Okay. I'm ready for NBA because, you know, my Lakers, we're ready to cut up. We're ready. Hey.
We don't got rid of our whole squad.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the hell. That's the same thing they did when we had that squad with Run doing them. They broke it up and then we became shit. We had to build a whole new team back and it took us, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah, y'all got Porzingis, but he...
Mm-mm, they broke up our squad.
Look, we play all on the 20th next Friday. Or Friday after next.
I might try to go to the Lakers game this year.
We played Thursday for a preseason. We played the Hornets.
The Hornets? Hey, y'all seen...
they going to jail. Like, what's wrong with them?
They just been cutting
what's
up,
wrong with that boy? Who keep going Miles back? Bridges,
yeah, you what? Just came back.
Boy, what the hell is you doing?
He said he was throwing stuff at the car.
Control your temper, dude.
Yeah. You just came back. The Hornets just signed you.
You went to jail.
you came back, you going to jail again. Yeah. Well, you don't
and
went you, to jail.
Well, he on probation, so he might be about to go. He do might some, be
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you be looking at the games from the bar.
I think he got. I think he on 2 year probation from L.A.
Yeah.
So he might be about to. Hey, go ahead, send him up the road. Go ahead, sit down.
To me, you're not showing no example to no kids. And you got, what, two of y'all?
Yeah, that's come what we on. Keep doing it in front of.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And she's stupid. Because why did you keep going around them?
Yeah.
Regardless if you're sitting in the car, I don't care how much you call me, nigga, you don't beat me up in front of my kids. I'm not being in front of you, around you, me or my kids. Just pay your child support. Yeah, you don't beat crazy. Me up in front of my kids? No, man.
And then another guy, what's his name? Kai Jones, he asked for a trade, and they cut him.
Well, at least he can go somewhere now.
Because he was on Instagram or Twitter talking records about the rest of the team, like everybody else trash. They got,
he thought he wasn't going to get cut.
Yeah. They went stardom. What's the dude from Duke that they got last year? Marvin Williams? Malik Williams? Something Williams. Mike Williams. I think it's Mike Williams. The center from Duke that they got last year, he the starting center this year. He was talking about how he ain't good. He should be starting over him. Kerry ain't good either. That's the other center we got from Duke.
What's his name?
I mean, the Hornets guy from Duke.
The dude who you talking about?
Kai Jones.
Get out your feelings. Come all the way out your feelings. Now you don't got cut. Now you ain't even got to talk trash about a team you're not even on.
The Lakers need a center.
No, we don't. We're good.
Mr. Glass ain't going to stay there.
We good.
Mr. Glass ain't going to be there.
Listen, we have Christian Woods.
Ooh.
We have Jackson Hayes.
I know him. So, he is pretty good.
Don't y'all got the big guy?
Who?
Greatest of all time. Is that what you're talking about?
Anthony Davis. We got him. We got Anthony
Davis.
That's
Mr. Glass.
We ain't worried about.
That's what my dad called him.
Yeah, you know, it is okay. It's okay. We know he's fragile, but
he don't play 20 games.
Nah. Don't you put that on him. And you gonna put that on him. He gonna play
game two.
He gonna play at
Anthony
least
Davis
65 games.
Next month.
Anthony Davis gonna be able to play at least 65 games.
You'll be lucky if he gets 40.
Nah, he gonna play 65.
I don't wish any of this on him, but I.
He is. It is.
He
just,
is fragile.
It be the slight things that take him out. You be like, damn.
I think he should.
He
take
failed
the...
after that rebound, and now he got a. Sore back. You like, ah, nah.
Look, I think he should take the Jimmy Butler approach and just don't play your best into the fourth quarter. Just defer. And then once you get to the fourth quarter and y'all need to win, that's when you show up.
Nah, he ain't that type of player, no. He's not that type of player.
It
he
works.
A player that gotta insert himself throughout the game.
I know he's not talking about bucket like that.
He does do it. He does it.
Yeah, he do.
He straight up told us last year that's what he does.
Yeah, he do wait to the end to turn
halfway
around.
Through the season, he was like, no, I'm not trying. Then the next half of the season, he started trying a little bit more. And then once he got to the playoff, he was like, oh, this is the real Jimmy Butler. But he's not afraid to tell you. He does exactly what he does.
Y'all ain't coming out the East this year.
Well, we're not going to be number one in the East, but we're definitely going to the championship this year. I mean, Hemi Buckets is still here.
I know.
You already know how I feel about Bam Adebayo, but
I heard
Hero,
that y'all might trade for James Harden.
I don't want James Harden.
Y'all need a bucket getter now.
I don't want James Harden.
I think James Harden
is a cancer. I don't want James Harden.
No. Nah, if he happy, he happy. And Miami got a lot of script clubs. He'd be happy.
I don't want James Harden.
He'd be...
I'll take Golden
my
back
Dade
take
beat
James
Dade
Harden.
County. Oh, he'd be out there loving it.
I'll take Goran Dragic back before I take James Harden.
No, ain't no way.
Okay.
Bradley Beal. Is it Bradley Beal? Is that the one that still came played for Washington?
Yeah, and played for the Phoenix.
Yeah, I think he. If that's who I'm thinking of, I don't know if that's his or is it John Wall.
John Wall play. He ain't got a home right now either.
Yeah, one of them is a free agent, I think.
Yeah, John Wall.
And I'll take one of them before I take up James Harden. There's other players many players that I'd take before I take James Harden. I'd take Ben Simmons before I took James Harden. I'd rather watch him shoot a three before I should watch James Harden shoot a three. Alright. I don't want James Harden. And then Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Nikola Jovic, they gonna show up for us, so I ain't worried.
Okay.
And we definitely gonna beat the Celtics again, because I mean, this is a yearly thing.
So. I don't know what's going on. Now, hold up. Y'all ain't always beating now.
Okay, one time. Y'all beat us the year before last.
Okay.
But
we beat you now. It ain't like y'all got no.
We beat coming? Y'all 3 years out of four. Okay. 3 years out of four.
Oh, man.
No, we gonna beat y'all one time before. We're gonna beat y'all more than once.
I'm just talking about in the past 4 years.
That's what I'm talking about. We don't beat y'all more than once.
We eliminated y'all in 2020. We actually didn't play y'all in the year after that. Y'all eliminated us the next year, even though y'all weren't supposed to. Y'all weren't supposed to let that go to seven games, but y'all did because y'all were the Celtics.
And I thought we eliminated y'all in the playoffs.
But then last year, when y'all weren't supposed to lose to us, we beat the crap out of y'all.
No, I ain't beat it that bad. Hold up.
Let me go back to game seven. Let me go back to game seven. When your star player once again did not show up.
Okay. I mean, you know how I feel about him. Dookie. So, we know what happened.
I wasn't talking about Jason Tatum.
We already know what Dookie
Jason Tatum got injured. I was talking about Jaylen Brown, who consistently doesn't show up. Can't even dribble with his left hand.
I don't even think we got Brown no more.
Y'all gave him $300 million.
Brown is a good goddamn guy. $300 million. I'm not going to let y'all come up here and talk.
No, he's a good player. Oh. He just chokes at the worst moment.
They got it together now because 2 years, they don't win. So they got, it takes a little moment for you to recognize. So they got it together this year. We just don't got Williams no more.
They did. They gave him Marcus Smart too, didn't they?
Yep.
So y'all ain't got no defense no more.
Mm-mm. I mean, they got Porzingis, but who knows how long he gonna stay on the court?
Mr. Glass also.
And the crazy thing is, I wanted Porzingis.
He's actually a good player. He just can't stay healthy.
Yeah, because he.
I mean, but I said the Lakers should have got him.
Yeah. See, the problem is overseas ball with him. He played overseas, all the overseas.
Well, he ain't American.
Yeah, I'm saying overseas players. They don't. They play the shoot. They don't play as rough as we play over here.
Well, can't he shoot?
Yeah, he can shoot. He can shoot threes.
We got rid of somebody.
Y'all need somebody that can shoot threes because LeBron James needs to stop shooting threes.
We got Gabe Vincent. We got
Trey. You'll love him in the regular season. Promise you will. When it come down to them last couple games where y'all need him to play like he did in regular season, you will not see that same Gabe Vincent.
He's not a star. He's not a star. No matter
starter or not. I've been watching that same Gabe Vincent for the past, 2 to 3 years on Miami. Really good in the regular season. Gets down to the time where we really need him most because Jimmy Butler needs some help. He's not the one that's going to show up for you.
But that's the thing is, y'all only had Jimmy. We got multiples.
Y'all got LeBron and AD, Anthony Davis.
Austin Reeves. We got Hachimura.
Hachimura,
excuse me.
Okay, I will give you that because Austin Reeves is more, he doesn't get injured as much as Tyler Hero does. And
he's better than Tyler Hero, hands down.
That is hilarious.
Hands down.
That is hilarious.
Hands down.
Oh my gosh, that's real funny.
Who averaged the most last year?
I don't know how many points he averaged.
It only takes a Google search.
Only thing I would give Austin Reeves over Tyler Hero is Austin Reeves doesn't get injured as much as Tyler Hero. Outside of that, I would take Tyler Hero over Austin Reeves.
Who else we got rid of? It was Smart, Williams,
and Austin Reeves, last time I checked, he's the third best player on y'all team. Tyler Hero is the second best player on our team.
And he's still trash.
Trash.
Well, damn, what you trying to say? The first one that's trash, too?
Chris is the hater.
Let's see.
Because I've showed his team a whole bunch of respect.
No need.
I can't stand Lakers fans anyway.
It's okay. It's okay.
So disrespectful. Lakers fans are like Cowboys fans. No offense.
I'm offended. God, I can't think of that third person.
It's taking you a mighty long time to look up them stats, Trey.
Oh, it's not.
I got Austin Reeves already.
Austin Reeves averaged 13 points.
Last year?
In 64 games.
He averaged 13 points?
Yeah.
How was he talking like that was something amazing?
How
many points? Did you look at how many points?
What'd you just say? He's the third player.
Not Austin Reeves. Hold up. You just said Austin Reeves averaged more points than Tyler Hero. You should have looked it up before saying that, because he didn't. Do you want me to tell you, or do you want to look it up yourself?
How much you average?
20.
And how many games?
He played 67 games. So three more games.
Okay.
Three more games
and he's still more. Like, come on.
Per game, Trey.
The three games ain't gonna be a big drop off if he didn't play him. Tyler Hero's, but how many did he average last year? Tyler Hero averaged 20 in 66 games.
Oh, okay.
How many did Austin Reeves average?
He averaged 7. He was a rookie. He was a rookie.
Okay.
We ain't gonna go with this. He was
Tyler Hero's rookie year. 13 points.
Who was down there in Miami?
It don't matter.
Who? It don't matter. Hold on. He has more opportunity to shoot the ball than Austin Reeves does.
Tyler Hero developed faster than Austin Reeves.
How?
13 points his first year.
What's that? Was drafted.
15 points his second year.
He was drafted. And
20 points his fourth
year. Austin Reeves was an undrafted free agent.
So? What trade that? I don't think they got to do with him. You're a baller. Wherever you come from.
And also, who's won six man of the year?
Kobe came straight out of high school.
Okay, he won six man of the year.
That's a great achievement.
Kobe came straight out of high school, Trey.
It is. How many players win six man of the year? Out of all the players that is,
I know somebody won that thing six times. So
that's crazy. They won it six times in a row.
Lou Williams won that thing six times.
He was a good player, but
so like, that,
but still, six man of the year. That's an accomplishment.
It is. I mean, I guess we know that you're in the rotation. So. I guess.
Austin Reeves in a rotation.
He is.
Hold up.
Well, this year he's starting. This year he's starting.
Last year, was he even y'all six man? He wasn't even good enough to be number six.
He was our six man last year.
He was. And why couldn't he win the award? Who won it last year?
I don't know.
But it wasn't Austin Reeves for a reason.
And yeah, we lost to the champs.
He won y'all's.
Y'all lost to the champs too, huh?
Yeah.
So,
we got one more win against the champs than y'all did. So,
one more. He said one.
It don't matter. At least we beat them. We didn't get swept. We didn't get swept. Did we get swept?
No.
Thank you. Last time I checked, one is better than zero.
Well, the hell with the Lakers, and y'all know I damn sure don't like Miami. So.
We don't like y'all just as much.
I'm glad you don't. You like us.
I think we all can agree that we don't like each other.
It is what it is, you know. Y'all get over it. Y'all. Lakers champions, 2023. 2024, excuse me.
Believe it or not, if it ain't Miami, I actually do want it to be y'all.
I know, because you're a LeBron fan.
Yeah.
I know.
Boo.
Man, the thing is, like, thank you, LeBron. That's what I'm going to say. I ain't going to say much.
That's all
about
you should be saying.
Thank you, LeBron.
Thank you for being on the Lakers. Or y'all 16th ring.
He what?
He gave y'all 16th ring.
17.
Oh. Yeah. So y'all got one more than a...
It's 17.
I thought Celtics only had 16.
I got 17.
Oh. Well, still. He gave y'all 17th ring. You should be thankful.
Wait. It might be 16. Yeah, it might be 16-16. I know that we tied.
If you was going to give us one, I was going to take it.
I know we tied it up. Let me see.
Y'all sure y'all tied it up?
It's tied, no. It wouldn't have been tied had y'all players not choked, but...
Well, I'm sad you talking about.
Yeah, I know I want tripping 17-17.
I talk about them like that because I like them.
I know you like the Celtics.
No, I don't like the Celtics. I like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. but they aggravate me when they keep choking at
they
the worst
moment. They got it this year, man.
You told me that last year.
No, what I tell you? I say they are young. They're not used to it. They got to get used to it to get this far.
That's what you said last year after they lost in the finals.
Yeah.
And you were like acting like last year was the year that they was going to get it, and they didn't get it.
Well, they went a hell of a long way.
But they didn't get
it. They went one more step than they did the year before.
No, no.
Yes, they did.
The year before, they went to the finals. Last year, they didn't make it. Remember y'all lost to us?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, you do.
That was a...
Yeah, you do. You remember it.
That was a blank moment in my mind.
You remember it. You remember that beatdown.
I came to the conclusion, Jimmy ain't going to win them one. He ain't gonna win one. He done been to the promised land twice. He couldn't do it.
He has.
It's hard when you ain't got much help, when your second best player ain't helping you.
Well, if you won't come out there like you Superman, maybe they'll help your ass. I said, if he wouldn't come out there like he's Superman.
Well, he the best player on the team. See, he's supposed to.
Superman, this is when I go back to the,
there's
the argument. You know,
Superman is not the only player on the Justice League.
Tyler Hero was the second option. You know, I'm just saying. He did say Tyler Hero was the second option.
I said second best player, not second option. He should be the second option, but he's not. Unfortunately, it's Bam, and he's inconsistent when it comes to scoring points.
I can't stand Alibi.
Same here. He gets on my nerves.
Yeah, bully. He is. Alibi is a bully.
He from North Carolina.
So he's a bully.
I'm always gonna
I don't care if he was from down in the sticks of Georgia. He's a bully.
All right. That'll do it for us today. My name is Duke.
A fat man, Trey, Laker Nation. Let's ride.
Auntie Mama.
And Tar Heels are still undefeated.
I'm Auntie Mama.
They beat my Miami Hurricanes, but you know I still got a root for North Carolina. So,
did y'all see that Tennessee game?
I ain't watched the Tennessee game.
Oh, man. Y'all missed a good game.
Yeah, I was too busy watching the Oregon game. Uh-huh. Oregon and Washington. That game was good. Like, I could not, like, it wasn't the halftime. And I was doing some, I was watching some, I think some highlights of some other games on my phone. I was like, oh, Lord, I'm about to miss the game. I'm about to miss the rest of it. I had to hurry up and make sure I get back to that one. That was a good one.
It was a good game, though.
I like Tennessee.
All right, and this is the Black and Blue Bloodline. Thanks for listening.